joy down in my soul.
Yeah.
Late in the midnight hour.
Well,
yes.
I guess I'm the only one know about the midnight hour.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not talking, talking about 12 a.m.
Yes,
I'm talking when you have a period of darkness in your life.
Well, yes.
God's going to give you some joy in the middle of that
story.
But if you don't know what I'm talking about, wait a little while.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
There'll be some rain in your life, and you'll know just what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
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 Here's a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I desire to hold you long here. I will come back. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2. It's a familiar scripture. But I want us to walk up and down in it just a little bit more.
Yes,
I'm convinced that some fresh water in this old well. Maybe God can deliver some of us through this word today. When you get there, I will begin at the first verse. I'm going to shine some honest spotlight on verses 1 through 10. Oh, Lord, I got to excellence your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you. It's once again another time we stand behind this holy place. Father God, to expound upon your word. We aren't able to do it by ourselves, so we need you, oh Father God, to come on in.
Yes.
Father God, we need wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Let your word go forth and accomplish that which you sent it out to do. You said your word will not return unto you void. Let it fall on good ground, O Father God. Bind Satan as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people.
Yes, Lord.
You said in your word, O God, that we perish for lack of knowledge. So, Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Yes.
Let this word be tailor-made, fit for everyone's circumstance and situation that they're going through, whatever it may be, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, use your servant today.
Yes,
Lord. Blend you in whatever tune you want to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. Allow me to preach that heaven gets happy and hell gets upset. Right now, in the name of Jesus, speak, Lord, for your people. God's question in John chapter 2. Begin at the first verse. When you get there, you'll find these words. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That's the amount of water that was in there, okay? Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. Pots were not already filled up. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear it unto the governor of the feast. That's the man in charge of the party.
Uh-huh.
And they bear it. He took the first cup. He tasted it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. They knew that what Jesus did.
Uh-huh.
The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set for good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna break. I'm gonna make a plan. Can I make a plan for you?
Come on, make a plan.
Make a plan.
Instead of buying some Boone's Farm,
well,
he put the Hennessy out first.
What you say?
And the Patron.
Well,
first.
Uh huh.
And when they got drunk, That's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Okay? Yep. That's what I normally do. And what they do is after they say that, then they go and they bring out no man or no nothing. But he started serving the good stuff from the beginning.
Well.
Because anything Jesus taught, Jesus don't bless no man.
Come on, there, that's right. Amen.
And they was at the party, too.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus and the disciples was at the party.
All right, all right, all right.
We're going to make some real Christians mad today.
All right.
I like to put a tag on this text, just for a short while. Bring back the wine. Bring back the wine.
Amen.
And take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Bible, my brothers and sisters, reports to us in language that is clear and needs not extravagant interpretation. The Bible says to us that while they were at the wedding party, the wine ran out. Before I make commentary about the elasticity of the wine or how good it was, I want to first make a note that how remarkable it was that it was Jesus and the 12 that was at the party.
Come on now.
It means that we should take notice because it may even be some among us who suffer from an acute case of Christian seriousness.
Wow.
Those same people find it hard to translate the promise of God into a good time. If you think because you're a Christian, you're not supposed to have a good time, I'm going to help you today.
What'd you say? Help us, Pastor.
We all will do well today to recognize our Lord not only in church, not only in a prayer meeting, a deacon gathered, but the text tells me they were partying and drinking wine.
Well,
I don't just make mention of this so to make a meaningful levity, but I make mention of it because we are a Christian people. And we have been so saturated with the possibility of salvation, it actually should be an offense for us to sit in church with our nose turned up, our spirits maladjusted, with our hearts in some inclement situation. We are a Christian redeemed people.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If anybody ought to know how to have joy, it should be us.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
If anybody ought to know how to have a good time, it ought to be us.
Amen.
For all we know, the people that believe that dead things can come back to life. I can't take long today because, hey, we have to come back. But let me make this commentary, the definitive mark of Christianity is not because we believe. It's not the fact that we come to church or Bible study on a regular that makes us Christian. It is not the fact that we know the doxology and the hymns. You are not a Christian because you were baptized.
Come on now.
Because you sing in a choir or on the usher board, or now you someone that made you a deacon. Not even because you pay your tithe.
Say it, Pastor.
Can I go there with it a little further?
Say it.
Not because you sold 20 potato pies to pay for the pew. You are a Christian because you believe that a man called Jesus was crucified and died on Friday and came back to life on Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
That's why you're a Christian.
That's why you're a
Christian.
This is the nature and destiny of our joy. Is there anybody in the house who can say, Pastor Clark, I brought me some joy with me. I don't need no choir. I don't need a praise team.
Amen.
I don't even need a matter of fact. I just give me 30 seconds and I'll show you how Christian I am because God has been so good to me. If it had not been for the Lord on my side,
Amen.
Where would I be?
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
The text tells us that they were at a wedding and having a good time.
Well,
the writer tells us in no certain terms that they ran out of wine.
Come on
Mary goes to her son and says, they have no wine.
Yes.
It is a very interesting proposition that she attempts to get her son to give some attention to.
Wow. Amen.
I'm going to let you know today, wine was not created to last forever. Mm. Y'all with me? I know y'all thought I wouldn't be spiritual, but I'm all in the book. Every now and then you can be in the middle of a good thing and wake and realize that the wine is gone.
Yeah.
All you're left with after you wake up and find that the wine is gone is the misgivings of some water. I don't care how Christian you are. I don't care how much you love Jesus. I don't care if you speak in tongues. The wine in your life will run out.
All right, all right, all right.
There's something here today under the prophetic sound of my voice that the wine has run out on you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Men and women who have begun in a whole bunch of things, in a bunch of scenarios, find out that the wine has ran out.
Wow.
If you live long enough, you'll know what it means to have the wine run out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I wish I had a witness, you looking at me like, y'all not relating to what I'm saying.
Right.
Have you never ever sat on the edge of your bed in the wee hours of the night and you let your feet dangle into eternity asking God where did the love we have go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wine ran out.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. If you live long enough, the wine will run out.
Wow.
I wish I had a witness here. You looking at me like y'all still not relating?
Come on, man.
Have you ever been at that place in your life that you have had to ask God, where did my strength go?
Mm. Yeah.
That's right. Don't look down like you're taking notes and give me those blank stares. I'm talking to you. God told me to tell you, this one's just for you.
Amen.
Your resources, your tolerance, your patience has run out, and you need to do what Mary did in the middle of a good thing. Go get her baby and say to Jesus, my wine is run out.
All right.
That's all right.
Y'all miss y'all shout.
That's all right. Yeah.
When the wine runs out, the first person we assault is not the devil, but ourselves. Don't we sit there and say, what did I do wrong to cause the wine to run out? Where did I go wrong to cause the love to go wrong? Or the resources to run out? God, what did I do wrong? Have we not all not had something change on us and said, Lord, if I could have done one or more things, did this or did that? Have we not looked back over our life and wondered, if I would have made a different decision, things would have been different now? This text teaches us, no matter what you do, y'all with me?
Yes.
I'm trying to help y'all.
Yes.
God told me to help y'all. I'm trying to free you up.
Yes.
Text teaches me no matter what you do, how good you are, how much you pray, the wine will run out.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
That's why I stopped by this morning to let you know that it is the nature and the destiny of the party for the wine to run out.
Uh-huh.
I want you to know that I pursued the peripheries of this text. I see and I understand that John wanted me to know that the wine ran out, but it was good. You know why it's good, y'all?
Because
Jesus is in the body.
All right.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And Mary informed him that they had a problem. I must declare to you that it bothered me that the wine ran out. It did when I was reading about that. You see, what you say?
Yes,
I know Jesus was there, and when Jesus is in the house, it's all good.
Yes.
All good, all the time. But I don't want the wine to run out.
Yes.
I want to keep partying.
All right.
Yes. I want to keep going through what I'm doing. I don't want to have to stop and pray. Because it's all about me. I don't want to listen. I don't take time to read. I don't take time to reevaluate my circumstance and situation. Every now and again, God allows the wine to run out. run out on you. Leave you with just a bitter tasting of some water. When you refuse to show up in church because you done got so busy and so accomplished. God said, I'll let your wine runner remind you who gave you what you got.
My God.
God got a way of doing it. God will teach you to pray. He will teach you to pray. And don't think because you've been doing what you've been doing and he has not gotten around to you yet, because thank God we got a God that's long-suffering. And even though you're not thinking about him, he gives you new mercies each and every day. I'm glad I serve a God like that. But every now and again, God say, you know what he tells Jesus, who's to keep up the vineyard? Unless you get them straight, I'm going to cut them down. Jesus said, Lord, don't cut them down. Let me dunk them. Let me put some fertilizer. Let me give them some word. He said, go ahead, Jesus, because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you.
Thank you, Lord.
See, God want to take you out. Jesus said, no, hey, I die for them.
That's amen. Right.
It's my blood they covered in.
Praise the Lord.
That's why you still doing what you're doing and getting away what you're getting away with. Ain't because you're so smart.
Glory.
Ain't got nothing to do with us being so smart.
Glory.
If I can take it a little spiritually deeper for you. God tells Jesus, if they do not bear any fruit, I will cut them down.
Yes.
But guess what? He don't cut you down all with one swoop, even though he can. Watch me teach this now, y'all. What God, if you ask a lumberjack, when he takes out a tree, even if he had a chainsaw, he works on a corner of the tree trunk.
Yes, sir.
Taking a little bit of chunks out at a time. So he gives you a cut. Boom. You just got demoted on your job. First cut. Oh, they just gave you a letter. Say, if you don't perform your performance, we're gonna remove you. Second cut.
Yes.
Because see, you don't forgot about God. Your wine is running out, and you forgot who supplies the wine. See, I'm old school, so I grew up with grandmama and mommy when they say, son, a hard head make a soft behind. It don't take a brick to get my attention. All you need to get one's attention is a feather. But some of us didn't take a break. So maybe it's that car that they gotta wash every Sunday instead of come to church. God allows someone, he'll move his protection and allow someone to come get their car. Or put them in a position they can't pay for it. Am I scaring you? Be very afraid. Because God is God. And besides him, there's no other. God said it, he said, your God, Israel, is a jealous God. I don't want you putting nothing before me. Nothing. When the wine runs out, I'm left with a bitter water of a situation. I'm left to deal with what is left until Jesus performs a miracle. Let me inform you that we need to learn how to feel full when we empty. Y'all didn't get that, huh? When you are empty, watch this, y'all. Gene, watch this. When you empty, a phone call will ruin your day. When you empty, an email someone sent you will ruin your day. Because she looked at you funny or ruin your day. When you empty, your mind becomes reprobated because you see two sister girls over there talking and you the living God.
Yes. My God. My God.
Glory to God.
But when you are full,
yes,
come on now.
You can say to the brother, don't call me back. No, bro, you ain't got to call me back. Don't call. Matter of fact, lose my number and my... I tell you what I do, bro. I unfriend you. When you fool, you can tell them, don't holler at me. I'm too full for your mess anyway. It's okay when your wine runs out. It seems like all you have is water left. Thank God for what you got. Be thankful for what you got. Because if you took an evaluation of your situation, really sit down and check yourself. Someone else doing 5 times worse than you. What are you whining about? Me, you, and everybody else need to put on our big girl panties and big boy pants and man up and woman up and stop whining all the time.
Amen.
Jesus.
It's okay for your wine to run out. Seem like all you got is water left. Thanks God for what you got.
Amen.
See, I studied this thing, y'all. And there was something about the wine that I found out. Can I act like I'm smart now?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Take us there, Pastor.
This is what I found out when I studied the thing, Money. It fascinated me. In every keg and every bottle of wine, there's 60% water.
Yes.
Yeah, you can be buying a $100 bottle of whatever. 60% water you paying for. And 40% wine. If this is scientifically true, and I checked, science today, I checked it.
Take it, Pastor.
I can philosophically assume that in every glass of water, there is the potential for wine. Preach, black man.
Yes,
Jesus.
If there's a potential wine, what gives the potential? The potential for the water to become wine is that Jesus got to put his hand on it. You can make an evaluation of what you see me look like. I may look like I appear to be nothing to you. I don't care what your evaluation or statistical analysis of another person is. But guess what? You don't know what God got going on in their life.
Amen.
God, the economics of God is not like the economics of man.
Yes.
You can't line me up to what the economic and the average statistical program say. It may say I'm never going to amount to anything, but God likes to take nothing and make something out of nothing.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
I'm
a living witness. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God took what water I could give him and turned it into wine. God said, when I call you to do something, I don't give you a vision without provision.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Y'all didn't get that.
Yes, sir.
He said, I don't say I'm going to bless you and don't know how I'm going to bless you. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm the first and the last. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm he that is, that was, and is to come. He said, I wrote the book from the end to the beginning. I know it don't look right to you. He said, that's how I like to operate. Because if I didn't operate that, you would think I could commit, can do miracles.
Yeah.
took my mess of a water and poured wine out of it. He took the worst of me and made the best of me.
That's all right.
I speak for myself.
That's all right.
Amen.
And guess what? It's not based on because I hung out all last night. God don't work like that. Because those who wear the long dresses and won't wear no makeup and they carry on this big Bible. No. That don't mean you're a Christian. Christian is how you live. What I told y'all in New Jerusalem about them long dresses, what I said? What I said about, you want me to tell them? Long dresses come up just as quick as short dresses. Just because you got a long dress don't mean you know a whole new sister. Now come up in here with a short dress. Matter of fact, and I help y'all that might be just might. I don't see nobody in a short dress today, but I thought anyone who's been mad because you wear a short dress, they're just mad because they can't wear one. Yeah. I checked it out. I walked up and down the text. There is a significance, I'm almost out of your way, in the water becoming wine. And not the wine becoming water. The Greek word for a woman is genome, means she's ever changing, ever producing.
All right.
When God works in America, he's almost like a woman. Her reproductive system is always ready to give.
Yes, sir.
Ready to give another baby if she has to.
Yes, sir.
Jesus says to the servants, here we go. They have no wine. It says three firkins were in the vessels. That means there was just a quarter way full. Jesus said, fill the jars to the brim with water. Notice, Jesus told them to fill it up with what they did not want.
Yes.
Y'all got me?
Yes.
He didn't say, go down to the corner and Adam had some wine up here and come back and fill the wine. He said, no, fill it up with water. Because, you know, all they had left was water. God said, when I give you instructions, they're going to seem like unusual, unfamiliar instructions.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Don't question me. Just do what I ask you to do. When God get ready to make a move in your life, he don't never make it comfortable for you. That's just the way he rolls. How they say it nowadays? I'm keeping it 100. He said, fill it up with what you did not want until you got what you needed. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but you may not have much, but God told me to say, take what little you got until you get what you need.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just keep working what you got.
Yes, sir.
That's what we were talking about last Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
Work what you got.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Work it, church. Work it. Anybody here willing to say, God, I'm going to work. I got to tell you what to give. I don't have to tell you what to give me. I'm just going to work. Because I know you're the man that cannot lie. As I rush through my clothes, so I can bid you farewell until 3:30. Not only did they run out of wine, not only did he tell them to fill it with water, but the question is more spiritually intriguing is this. When did the water turn to wine? Many pastors, my daddy has preached this text, but they have not allowed their mind or spirit to go down into the deep metaphysical question. When did the water become wine? It is a critical point that must be made here. If you read the passage clearly, when they filled the jars, it still was water.
Yes.
When they poured it into the store's cup, it still was water.
Yes, sir.
It did not become wine until the man tasted it.
Yeah.
Did y'all miss that?
Yeah.
Everyone in your life, watch this, y'all, will not be able to taste your water. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your water will not taste like wine to the wrong person.
Come on now. Come on. Okay. Come
talk
on.
To
us. Yeah.
Say it.
Say it.
Talk to us first.
The world will not be ready to taste you until God is ready to pour you out.
Yes.
I know I want to rush this thing. I want to get to where I think I'm supposed to be.
Right.
But God said nothing before my time.
Yes. Yes.
What God got for you is you.
Yes.
I'm a living witness of that.
Yes, sir.
The world will not be ready. They'll not be able to handle the sequestered greatness of you.
Mm.
Deep down until God is ready to pour you out.
Oh my God.
God is still turning water into wine.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Wow.
Today he's still turning water into wine.
Yes, he is.
I know you may be in a bad situation, but don't worry about that. God said, I got this. I'm still a miracle worker. Matter of fact, this was the first miracle that was recorded that Jesus did.
That's right.
Turning the wine, wild water into wine at the wedding. Can I get a witness up in here?
Yes.
I'm so glad that I serve a God like him.
Yes.
That he's still in the blessing business.
Yes.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Yes.
I don't care how bad my circumstances and situation get. I can know that he can put his hand on my situation.
Yes.
And make something out of nothing. Can I get a witness up in here? Excuse me, God, good to me. I held you too long, but I need to let you know that you need to change the complexion of your faith. Take that frown off your faith. Because God said, you came in here for a reason this morning. He said, I'm getting ready to pour you out. And when I pour you out, you're going to be that good wine. No, not no MD-22. I'm talking about some pink Moscato. Ladies, if he don't want you, you just ain't for his taste.